In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This baptism publicly anointed Jesus as the Christ. Jesus is his name, his office is Christ. And he fulfills that office by being a prophet, priest, and a king. Today I would like to focus on Jesus' priesthood. It is foreshadowed in the Old Testament with the Aaronic priesthood. Four things happened at Aaron's ordination or any high priestly ordination. One, the priest was washed at the entrance to the temple. Two, he was clothed. Three, he was anointed. And finally, four, he ate of the sacrifice. This is now fulfilled at Jesus' baptism. No one chooses the office of priest for himself, not even Jesus. Thus, Jesus could not baptize himself, but John must baptize him to reveal him publicly as the Christ. John says as much, "The reason I came baptizing was so that he might be revealed to Israel." Jesus is not baptized in the corner or in secret, but he publicly goes to John where everyone else is being baptized, because Christ has come for the salvation of men. He's not baptized at the entrance to the tabernacle or the temple, because he is not being brought into the Levitical priesthood. Rather, he is washed at the entrance to the promised land. This washing defines him, not only for his 3-year ministry, but also into eternity. He is the true priest whose feet touched the Jordan River so that the people of God might pass through on dry ground. He is the true priest who offers the sacrifice that truly atones for sin so that the people of God might live not on a physical parcel of earth, but might live in the promised land of heaven forever. He is both priest and sacrifice. He redeems not with the blood of another, but with his own precious blood. So publicly he is washed, so all Israel might know that this is the Christ. John saw the Spirit of God come down. John saw heaven open. John heard the Father speak. They bear witness that Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Mary, is anointed as the Christ. As Aaron was clothed with beautiful, glorious garments, so also Christ is clothed with beautiful, enduring words. "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." For 30 years, Jesus had submitted to his parents. He obeyed them in all things, and this pleased the Father. He was sent to actively fulfill the law in our place. Today, he publicly takes on the office of Christ. He is the great high priest who has come to offer a perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. So in water, his glorious path is set. Clothed with words from on high, he is declared to be the Son of God himself. John heard it and bore witness to it. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The sacrifices in the Old Testament were all washed with water to cleanse them from their impurities. Christ is not washed to be cleansed from any impurity, but he is washed to take on our impurities. So he also is clothed in our sins. The righteous for the unrighteous. He goes in our place so that he might bring us to God. Man has sinned. Man, therefore, must shed his blood. The blood of bulls and oxen and goats cannot remove the sins of men. So the pure sacrifice is washed not to remove impurities from him, but so that he might now carry our sins to a cross. He is a victim pure, a victim holy, a victim immaculate, while at the same time clothed in our sin, our filth. One death, not many. One sacrifice, not many. One source from one, blood from one source, not many. Jesus is both priest and lamb. He will make atonement for the sins of the world, so that those who believe might be clothed in his blood. But the priests of Israel not only offered sacrifices, but they were also to pray for the people of God. This is what your high priest also does. St. Luke records this about Jesus' baptism. When Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened. Immediately after his baptism, Jesus takes up the mantle of his priestly office and offers prayers to the Father. The church fathers say it this way, that Jesus prayed a hole in heaven so that all who are baptized into him might enter heaven through him. He prayed not that his will would be done, but that God's will would be done. And it was done at baptism. He is now the scapegoat, the substitute of the world, the one marked for slaughter so that Israel, the people of God, might be saved. The priest is anointed. The Father has provided a ram crowned with thorns in the place of Isaac. His beloved Son is laden with the sins of men and will soon be the scapegoat for the world, forsaken by the Father on the altar of the cross, so that the people of God might be brought to him. Jesus prays not for himself, therefore, but he prays for his people. He prays for you. Today he prays that the Father would not look at your sins or deny your prayers because of them. Today he prays that the Father would look at his hands and his side and treat you accordingly. Today the great high priest still offers prayers to God incessantly, beseeching the Father to remember what he has accomplished on Calvary and to not give you what you deserve. We have one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, anointed as the priest, who stands in these waters, clothed with a priestly office, to forever intercede on your behalf. So heaven is opened because Jesus prayed and offered a sacrifice, and the Father accepted that sacrifice and hears Jesus' prayer. Unlike Aaron, who died and was buried, Jesus died and rose on the third day. Unlike Aaron, who must pass the priesthood on to his sons, Jesus is in the order of Melchizedek. He is a priest forever. So he forever lives to now intercede on your behalf. The third part is Aaron is anointed with oil. The oil was mixed with incense, and he was also sprinkled with blood. Jesus is anointed with the oil of gladness beyond his companions. Baptism is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit is poured out on him in visible manifestation in the form of a dove. A dove is a symbol of peace. God's wrath is appeased. Death is broken. Sin is paid for Jesus has carried out his priestly work in the Holy Spirit. And so on Calvary, he offers up the Spirit to the Father, having completed the work for which he was anointed. He made atonement for all sin. His blood has paid for each and every sin. And the Father has accepted that sacrifice. Now Jesus lives to forever intercede in the Spirit on your behalf. And the Father listens to this great high priest. Thus, at one time and in one place, you were washed. It was a public washing for all to see. You were washed not with plain water, but water combined with the Word of God. There stood the Son of God in love to cleanse you, your leprous flesh, from all sin, even as he cleansed Naaman. Through this water he forgave you, Through this water he saved you. Through this water he drove out the demons from you. Through this water he clothes you in his own righteousness. As the garments of skin covered Adam's shame, so Christ now covers you. As Christ was clothed in beautiful, glorious garments, so also the Father clothes you with the same words. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. Through this water, God has anointed you with the Holy Spirit, that you also might be priests of God. Thus you offer sacrifices. Your sacrifices are not to atone for sin, but your sacrifices are in thanks and praise for all that God has done for you. You also pray. You have access to God, for God has anointed you that you might pray not simply for yourself, but for all, both believers and unbelievers, that God would bring all to this same saving flood and drown the wicked flesh within them and spare them from the wrath that is to come. You have standing before God. You are not like this world. You have been brought out of the world. You are not like the others. You are anointed to be priests, forever interceding for others. You are holy. They are not. You are royal priests. They are rebellious before God. You are heard by God. They are ignored. You are clothed in beautiful garments. They are naked and shameful. You are filled with the Holy Spirit of grace and power and wisdom. They are empty, weak, and foolish, and you see that in their words, their actions, the stories they tell, and the laws that they want passed. So pray for them. As Abraham pleaded for Sodom and Gomorrah, so pray for them. This is one of the reasons why God has left you here on this earth, that you might pray without ceasing. So the priests were washed, the priests were clothed, the priests were anointed, and finally, the priests ate of the sacrifice. I will not eat of this again until it is made new in the kingdom of God, Jesus said. The high priest now eats with his people. Broiled fish in the upper room, bread with Emmaus, breakfast with Peter, and a holy communion with you. The table is ready. The sacrifice is present. God has heard the prayer of the great high priest and has answered by giving you the very sacrifice for the sins of the world. How blessed you are, royal priests of God, brought into the inner temple, into the very midst of God to feast with him. Our high priest is the Lamb. Our host is our feast. All things are ready. He is washed, and so are you. He is clothed, and so are you. He is anointed, and so are you. As holy priests of God, let us live in holiness. Live in the Spirit. And feast on this sacrifice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.